Little Elimination High School Basketball Tournament here at the Clark Cochran Gymnasium at Ketchikan High School here. Glad you're joining us. It's been an exciting run here, and it ain't over yet. We've got Craig, Panther Boys Basketball, getting ready to come at you here, and I'm going to bring you the play-by-play action. If you want to listen on KRBD, rebroadcasted to Prince of Wales Island for us, or tune in via www.khighbasketball.com. You can watch a live streaming feed and listen as well. As action is getting ready to get underway here, Craig Panthers on the long, hard road to for a race for the second seed to the state basketball tournament up in Anchorage, Alaska. This will be their third game of the series here. Craig was seeded number 5, and they lost their opener to Metlakatla, dropped down to the consolation bracket here, and they beat Haynes yesterday in a closely contested battle, knocking Haynes out of the tournament, giving them their second loss, and now going to square back off again against Metlakatla Chiefs here. So a revenge makeup match for the Panthers here. Hopefully can stay on top. The winner of this game will advance to a second game today at 5:15 p.m. right here and compete with Mount Edgecombe, who lost yesterday to Sitka, winning the championship. So introductions getting started here. Dave Nelson, first of the starting five for your Panthers. And for the Chiefs, number 10, Tad Yalimi, captain. Dave Nelson speaking, captain for your Panthers on the floor today. And starting for your Craig Panthers, Lincoln, number 54, the big man, Lincoln Isaacs. A bit of a change here in that the Panthers have lost Tanner Thane. Will not be on the floor as he is heading north to the Arctic Winter Games Wrestling Tournament in Whitehorse, Canada, to represent Southeast Alaska, or all of Alaska in that tournament, I believe. So he's on his way and out of here, and the Panthers are going to do without today as Carl Benolkin takes the floor to start for your Panthers. Over on the Chiefs side, Christian Alexander, the big man for Met, number 41, been pretty instrumental for getting the Chiefs this far. We got Tim Glore on the floor, number 32 for your Panthers. And number 15 for the Chiefs, Demetrius Winter. And rounding out the starting five for your Craig Panthers, DJ Almanzor, number 30, captain for the Panthers, as the boys huddle up on the floor. And finally, number 20, the speaking captain for the Metlakatla Chiefs, number 20, Hudson, rounds out the starting five for the Chiefs here. And action is going to get ready to get underway here as Coach Hamilton assembles them up and gets them ready to do business here. The loser of this matchup between the Craig Panthers and the Metlakatla Chiefs will be loss number 2 and will eliminate them from the tournament. So it is it's a do or die. Winner advances to face off against Mount Edgecombe later today for that number 2 seed to the state tournament in Anchorage here, or up north, in 2 weeks. So center court, DJ Almanzor and the Craig Panthers in green, sporting gold trim. DJ at center court, 15 winner, squaring off at center court to start things off in the first period here for the tip-off. 3 refs on the floor, officials down below, and it's up and missed. Bounces off the back of winner and goes to Hudson. Hudson shot layup, no good. Rebound almost by Almanzor. Looks like he gets fouled from behind, and he does on the rebound. And that's going to be on Winter, his first. And the ball will go over to the Panthers. Full court press on the backcourt as Nelson comes in. And Almanzor still across half court. And a pass up to Glor. And Benolkin makes a move in the paint. Dishes to Isaacs underneath for two. It's up and in. Nice play for the Panthers. Panthers fall back in a 2-3-D. No pressure in the backcourt as Hudson brings it across half court to Enright. Enright back up top to Yalimi. Yalimi at center court comes near side to Enright. Back to Yalimi over to Hudson on the far side. Winter and Alexander down low. Winter pops up for a high post. Bounce pass in and back out to Yalimi. Hits the paint, goes far side. Alexander goes baseline, pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. Hudson on the rebound, and the putback is no good. But he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Tim Glor, his first foul. Hudson goes to the line to shoot two. And it's good. It's in for two. He'll get a second shot here with 7:09 in the first period. And score officials getting the scoreboard right here. Things are kind of messed up, but I got Craig with two and Matt with one so far, and then they get it right. Hudson puts it up, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Into his own hands, though, and rebounds for Matt. Hudson goes in the paint. Nice drive, up and in for two. He makes it a three-point play after all. 3-2, Matt up. Full court press on the back. Almanzor up to Benolkin, or up to intended for Glor. It's up and over Glor and out of bounds. Turnover by the Panthers. And the 2-3 defense awaits Hudson across half court. Comes to the near side to Yalimi. Yalimi back to Hudson. Hudson over to the far side to Winter. Down low. Comes out to Yalimi. Yalimi nothing doing there. Hudson up top inside the paint. Kicks it to Enright, pulls up for a 10-footer. It's off the front of the rim. No good rebound. Nelson picks it up for the Panthers as it bounces over Isaac. Nelson tries to go inside to Benolkin. That pass gets taken away by the Chiefs, and we're heading the other way as Hudson brings it across half court on the far side. Hudson brings it across over to Yalimi. Yalimi back to Hudson. Hudson goes free throw line, kicks it out for a three to Yalimi. It's long, bounces high and arc. Glor pulls it down for the Panthers, kicks it out to Almanzor, slows it down, gets double teamed in the corner across half court, throws it cross court to Nelson. Nelson cradles the ball and then directs traffic. Still nothing moving. Now he puts the ball on the floor, goes far side. Almanzor back to Nelson. Nelson reverses, comes near side. Benolkin down low, goes inside to Glor. Glor fakes a three, kicks it back up top. Benolkin goes baseline in the face of Isaac. Over Isaac, shot's no good, too strong. Nice screen by Isaac, and the ball is rebounded by the Chiefs, and the Chiefs come far side. Down to Yalimi, he's got room baseline. Pump fake, and it's up and in by Yalimi for two. 5-2, Chiefs up. Nelson dribbles through traffic, cross half court. Goes all the way to the hoop, up and in for Nelson. Nice take to the hoop by Nelson. And Yalimi brings it across. Enright brings it across half court to Yalimi. Yalimi cross court to Hudson. Hudson tries to go low to Enright. Nothing doing. Goes far side to Yalimi. Then goes Winter. Bounce pass to Enright. Then Hudson comes in the paint. A dish broken up by Almanzor underneath. Nice shots up. Rebound by the Chiefs. No good. Shots no good. And putback's no good. And Almanzor comes away across half court for the Panthers. To Nelson, high post for Isaac, sets a screen. Almanzor takes a three. It's no good. Rebound, Isaac. Then to Benolkin. Nolkin's threes, no good. Isaac gets a handle on that and knocks it out of bounds. And it'll be Chiefs ball with the score 5-4. Chiefs up by one. 4:28 remaining in the first period. And Enright brings it across half court. Bounce passes to Hudson. They go low to Winter. Winter has room, and he reverse layup and in. For two, fairly uncontested, made that look easy. Almanzor across half court to Nelson. Nelson goes low. Benolkin goes baseline from the far side, banks it off and in for two. Nice take by Benolkin. 7-6, Chiefs by one. Hudson across half court, met by Benolkin. Dishes to Yalimi. Yalimi goes inside. Jump shot's no good. In and out. Almanzor on the rebound. Hustles across. Finds Benolkin cutting below. Makes a spin. And it's up and over. No good. Rebound winner. And the Chiefs pull that one down as a layup is missed by Benolkin. Hudson makes a move near side. Yalimi rotates to the far side. Then dishes to Enright inside the paint for two. Nine to six, and a timeout called as a bit of a breather given to these Panthers. 9-6 the score with a little over 3 minutes remaining in the first period. A good mix of scoring by the Panthers. Nelson with two and Benolkin with two and Isaacs with two. And everybody helping out on the Chiefs side with Yalimi with two, Winter with two, Enright with two, and Hudson with three. One foul for each team at this point with 3:31 remaining in the first period. Again, Thane not on the floor, not here at the game today for the Panthers, so it's interesting to see how the Panthers are adjusting without him. And looks like Nelson is taking over the duties of the bringing most of the ball up the court, and that pass is knocked out of bounds by Glore, from Glore, intended for Nelson, but knocked out of bounds by Hudson, and it'll be Panther ball on the far side. They'll get the ball back. Nelson inbounds to Benolkin, then Almanzor comes over and takes it to the far side, down low to Nelson, back up top to Almanzor, gets a screen by Glore, dishes to Benolkin. Benolkin loses the ball, trying to pass it to Glore, and Nelson breaks up that fast break as he slaps Yalimi's ball. Oh, wow, and they're giving it to the Chiefs, so it was knocked out of bounds by Nelson, but they're going to give it to the Panthers. Nice break for the Panthers here. Almanzor trying to get across half court. That pass gets almost taken away. Nelson uses his body. Nice play by Nelson to keep that ball. He goes into the paint, but loses it, turns it over to the Chiefs, and a fast break on by Yalimi, and Almanzor stuffs it and bounces out of bounds with the ball. Nice defense by Almanzor to keep that bucket away and not get the foul. So it's out of bounds for the Chiefs under their basket. Hudson to Enright. Enright goes inside, jumps up in the face of up and over Isaac for two. Makes it 11-6, Chiefs. And Nelson dishes to Benolkin. Benolkin trying to bounce pass to Glore, cutting, and it bounces off the Chiefs. It'll be Panther ball under their basket. Benolkin will inbound to Isaacs. Isaacs with the shot in the paint under the basket. It's no good, but he gets the foul. And that's going to be Alexander, his first foul. Second team foul. Sends Lincoln Isaacs to the line to shoot two for the Panthers. And his first shot's good. Lincoln makes it 7-11. Chiefs down by four. Isaacs is going to try to make it one more here. And he does. It's good for two free throws, 11-8. Chiefs bring it across half court. Hudson on the far side, comes near side, turns around, back pedals over to Yalimi on the far side, back up top to Hudson, near side Enright, thinks about a three, goes inside, dishes it back up top to Hudson. Then a move inside by Yalimi with a layup, and it's good. 13-8 as these Panthers allowing the Chiefs to penetrate on some drives inside. Going to have to start defending that lane and keeping the Chiefs out to stop those layups. Pass to Isaacs. Isaacs dishes to Nelson. Nelson over to Almanzor. Almanzor goes baseline in the face of Alexander. The layup's no good. It's rebounded by Hudson. Kick way out top to Yalimi, the winner, and it's a layup for two. As the fast break, 15-8, Almanzor getting hammered in the backcourt, finally gets the foul. And that foul's going to be on number 21, Enright, his first foul, third team foul. Nelson to Benolkin. Back to Nelson, goes low to Almanzor, up top to Nelson. Nelson to Almanzor. To Nelson on the far side, Benolkin. Everybody crowded over on the far side. Now they spread it out. Benolkin goes baseline, blocked by Glore. He tries to bounce it off out of bounds. Chiefs step out of it. Enright comes up with the loose ball and takes it down court and lays it in for two. And it's 17-8, Chiefs. And a foul called on Metlakatla here. That's on Winter, his second foul, fourth team foul, as Lincoln Isaacs comes out for a breather and Thaddeus Isaacs comes in. And it'll be Panther ball underneath their basket. Carl Benolkin going to inbounds for the Panthers. Substitution, Hudson comes out, Yalimi comes out, and brother Tristan Winter comes in, and Atkinson. So Benolkin to Glore. Glore puts the ball on the floor, dishes it back to Benolkin. Benolkin goes baseline, loses a handle on it, comes up with it, dishes, thinks he traveled with it, but no call. Nelson steps up top, restarts the offense. Over to Almanzor, near side, Isaacs. Isaacs back to Nelson to Almanzor. Ammon pulls up for the three and nails it. Nice shot by DJ. Needed a three right there. Get us back in the game here, 11-17. Panthers down by six as time's running out. And then number 22, Atkinson, returns the favor with a nice three for the Chiefs. 20-11 with 10 seconds remaining. Almanzor from the corner for three. Off the rim, Nelson on the rebound putback. No good, loose ball. Rebound by the Chiefs. And Benolkin intercepts that long ball pass as time expires on the first period. Chiefs will go into the break 20-11. And I'll turn it back to KRBD and Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier, 826-2244. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Welcome back here. Getting ready to start up second period action. Chiefs up on the Panthers, 20-11, outscoring them by 9. And it'll be Panther ball inbounds from the far side. Benolkin to Almanzor. Almanzor comes near side to Nelson and give and go. DJ underneath the basket from the right side for a nice layup. Nice work there to come out firing. 20-13. Chiefs with the ball on the near side. Number 3, Yalimi. Drew Yalimi up top to Winter. Winter goes over far side to Tad Yalimi to Atkinson from the far side, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Benolkin out front, going to the hoop. Shot's too hard, too fast, but he draws the foul in doing so, so he'll get a trip to the line. And that's on Enright. Second foul, fifth foul, and a timeout call by Metlakatla. That'll send Benolkin to the line. So five team fouls for the Chiefs, only one for the Panthers. And Benolkin's going to get a consolation trip to the free throw to try to make up that bucket with the score 20-13. Chiefs up by 7 with Benolkin with an opportunity here to cut that down to 5. That'll be Benolkin's first trip to the free throw line this game. Pretty good hand at shooter at the free throw line over the course of this tournament. And Thaddeus Isaacs, Lincoln Isaacs, Glore, and Almanzar on the floor. And Nelson, first shot is good for Benolkin. Let's see if he can get the second one here. And his shot is up and off the front of the rim and in. Drops in for two. Nice job. Nice shooting. 20-15. Travel with the ball. He drug his pivot foot. That's Enright bringing the ball up the court. No pressure or nothing. Just gives it away there. Nice break for the Panthers. See what the Panthers can do with it. Nelson inbounds to Benolkin across half court. And then back to Nelson. Walks it across to Isaacs. Thaddeus Isaacs on the far side. And comes near side. Benolkin, nice pass. Benolkin misses the layup underneath. Glore comes down and brings it back. Kicks it out to Almanzar. Might spin it a move and banks it off the glass. No good. Two missed shots there. We're heading the other way. The rebound by the Chiefs. And Ulemi up top to passes the ball out of bounds. Up and over Enright. And it turns the ball right back over to the Panthers. So 6:57 remaining in the second period. 20-15, Panthers down by five. Backcourt press on. Benolkin picks up his dribble, finds Isaacs across half court. Isaacs puts the ball on the floor, gives the ball away to the Chiefs, trying to pass it. We're heading the other way. Hudson goes baseline, up and over the rim, and it's out of bounds off of Hudson. Missed that layup. As Isaacs comes out of the ball game, Trojan comes into the ball game. Benolkin will inbound this to Nelson. Nelson gets the ball tipped away by Hudson. That pass intended for Glore. As the full court pressure causes some problems for the Panthers here. Nelson inbounds to Trojan. Trojan goes far side to Benolkin. Back to Trojan up top. He rotates to the right. Nelson reverses, finds Almanzar in the paint underneath, and he makes a move and draws the foul. I think he was shooting. Fouls on number 41, Alexander. That's his second foul, 16th foul for the Chiefs, and it was not a shooting foul, so Benolkin inbounds underneath the rim. Nice inbounds pass to Almanzar, who responds with a bucket for two. It's 20-17. And the Chiefs bring it up. Shot's no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Kelsey Trojan saves it from out of bounds. DJ Almanzar picks it up over to Trojan. Trojan across half court. Kicks it up to Almanzar. Almanzar down low to Nelson in the corner on the near side. Back up top to Benolkin. Benolkin comes near side to Nelson. Finds Benolkin cutting. Benolkin again shot too hard off the glass. Trojan comes and picks this one up for the Panthers. Saves it. Kicks it down low to Benolkin. Benolkin goes inside in the face. Oh, no foul called. Rebound put back by Glore. Kelsey Trojan with the rebound and the shot knocked out of bounds. No foul called there again. They're letting them play underneath. It goes out of bounds off the Chiefs, so the Panthers will keep possession with Trojan with a couple of nice rebounds and saves for the Panthers here. 5:33, 2017. Benolkin gets the ball in the corner, goes inside to Almanzar. The pass is no good, and it's out of bounds off the Panthers. And it'll be a turnover to the Chiefs. And Winter brings it to Ulemi. Back up top to Winter, to Ulemi, to Hudson down low. Goes inside. That ball tipped away by Trojan. Trojan causes the turnover. Nelson picks it up. Cross half court. Over to Almanzar, who travels with the ball. And turns it right back over. So some sloppy basketball going on here in the second period as each team can't seem to find the basket and just keeps giving it back to the other team right here. So 5:07 in the second period. 2017 Chiefs up as Ulemi hands it off to Winter. And then we got a foul on the Panthers. Blocking foul. And that's on number four, Nelson, his first personal foul of the game and the second team foul for the Panthers as the Chiefs inbounds it from the far side, Ulemi, to Winter. Winter down low to Hudson on the far side. He goes inside, spinning jump shot, no good, misses the iron. Almanzar jumps up, picks it up. He's going to go to the coast, and he loses the handle on the ball. gives it right back to Winter. We're going the other way. Fast break. Almost broken up by the Panthers, but then Winter's right there. Shot's no good. Lincoln Isaac's on the rebound. Almanzor going the coast. Gets the ball dished. And a cupping the ball, traveling call by the Chiefs on the return of that. And turns it over to the Panthers. It'll be Panther ball underneath their basket. Benolkin inbounds to Trojan. Trojan kicks it up top to Nelson. Far side, Benolkin. Nelson up top. Nelson comes near side. Gives the ball to Trojan. Trojan bounce pass to Benolkin. Benolkin makes a spin into the paint in the face of Winter. The shot is no good, but he gets the foul. Nice work by Carl. And that foul is going to be on number 15, Winter. And that's his third foul and 17th foul. So the hard work might start paying off for the Panthers here as Benolkin goes to the line with a one-and-one situation, shooting 100% so far. And he makes that one good. Cuts the lead to two, 2018, and he'll get a second shot. Benolkin at the line for a second shot now. See if he can make it two, and he does, shooting 100%. 19, it's a one-point game, folks. Chiefs bringing the ball across half court. Yalimi dishes to Hudson, down low to Alexander. Ball fake, kicks the ball out top to Yalimi, down low to Alexander. The shot's no good. Almanzor picks this one up. Nice defense by Lincoln Isaac to help body block him out. And helps DJ pull up that rebound. We go low. That pass by Nelson blocked. Nelson takes it again to the paint. Pass intended for Benolkin. And it hits the bottom of the rim, and a Chief knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers as Benolkin inbounds this ball underneath the basket. Up top to Nelson. Pulls up for a three. Nails it. Dave Nelson on the triple. As the Panthers take the lead back, 22-20 now with 3:34 in the second period. Hudson, far side to Winter. Winter fires a three. It's up and over the rim, pulled down by the Panthers. Nelson on the far side goes in the paint in the face of Alexander, and they're calling a foul on the Chiefs. That's on number 24, Winter, his first. 18 foul. And that'll send Dave Nelson to the line to shoot a 1-1. His first trip to the free throw line, and that bounce is no good. And actually, he was shooting, so they're going to give him two shots. He misses his first shot. DJ Almanzor is going to come out for a breather. Tim Glore back in the game. And a full timeout called, short timeout called by Metlakatla Coach Fawcett. So persistent hard work paying off for your Panthers right now as they've put themselves right back in this ball game and taken the lead back by two. 22-20 the score. I'm impressed with the hard work of the Panthers and loading up eight fouls on the Chiefs right now. It's going to make for a long 3 minutes if used wisely by the Panthers here before halftime, and putting Demetrius Winter, one of the two big men for the Chiefs, with three fouls, and he's on the bench right now. So Nelson at the line for his second shot, having missed the first one. He'll get a second try here, and that one is good. Makes it a three-point lead, and they fall back into a 2-3. Trojan, Nelson, Benolkin, Lincoln Isaac, and Tim Glore on the floor. Yalimi up top. Nelson and Trojan double team. He loses the handle, gets it in to Hudson. But a foul called on the Panthers. And that's on Isaacs. Lincoln Isaacs, his first foul, third team foul. And it'll be the Chiefs ball underneath their basket. 3:07 remaining as Winter inbounds way up court to Yalimi. Yalimi all the way across half court, throws it down to Hudson on the near side. Back up top to Yalimi. Yalimi to Hudson. Hudson again reverses, goes the far side to Yalimi, brother Yalimi. And then Trojan trying to get a handle on that ball, backs him up, but then Yalimi puts it up, and no good. Rebound. Almanzor out to Nelson. Nelson across half court. Comes center court to Almanzor. Almanzor directs traffic, goes to the far side to Nelson with Trojan down low, cuts below. Then Nelson and Almanzor playing catch. They go to Trojan. Trojan thinks about a three, goes to paint, loses the ball, gets slapped away. Chief ball, and we're going the other way. And Trojan's going to be called for a reaching in foul from behind, but he broke up the fast break. That's his first foul. Fourth team foul. 2:22 remaining in the half. Nelson is going to take a break here with Benolkin back in. And Winner fires up top to Yalimi. Yalimi bounces it to center court, goes far side to brother Drew, and then hands it off to Hudson. Hudson goes baseline. Glor tightly covers, backs him up. Yalimi, long ball, three shot, no good off the front of the rim. Alexander gets a handle on it, then hands it off to Winner. Winner up top to Yalimi. Yalimi goes inside the paint in the face of Isaacs. Isaacs reaches up a hand and gets the ball, but he's going to draw the foul, and he does on the shot. Second foul for Lincoln, fifth foul for the Panthers, and that'll send number 10, Todd Yalimi, to the line to shoot two. Yalimi, and that is the first basket in the second period for the Chiefs, and he'll get a second shot. That makes it 21-23 with a minute 58 remaining in the second period. Todd Yalimi at the line shooting his second shot. It's good. Makes it 22-23. Panthers up by one. Lonicky on the floor for the Panthers. Almanzor brings it up half court, cross half court, dishes to Lonicky. Lonicky looking for an outlet, finds Benolkin. Benolkin to Almanzor. Almanzor travels, no call. Almanzor goes far side to Benolkin. Benolkin goes inside the paint, loses a handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Glor, though. Almanzor to Trojan. Trojan passes up top to Almanzor. Almanzor looking for help, finds a screen, goes free throw, dishes to Glor. Glor passes back to Almanzor. Almanzor slows it down, a minute 15 on the clock. Dish to Lonicky, far side to Benolkin. Benolkin to Lonicky. Lonicky goes inside the paint. Shot's no good. Rebound. Hudson kicks it way out to the Chiefs all alone. Number 24, Winter. Easy bucket to take the lead back 24-23 with 55 seconds remaining on the clock. Lonicky. And that ball gets taken away from Almanzor. Almanzor a little frustrated not getting any help, and he fouls the Chiefs after being stripped of the ball. Kind of a frustration foul. That's Almanzor's first foul, sixth team foul, with 49 seconds on the clock. So Chiefs will inbound this ball from the far side across half court. Hudson to Yalimi, back to Hudson on the far side. Hudson goes back up top to Yalimi. Yalimi brings it center court, then reverses over to Winter. Winter dishes it to Atkinson. Atkinson goes inside to Alexander, but before the shot, a foul called on number 32, Glor, his second. And that'll be a seventh team foul, so the Chiefs will go to the line to shoot 1-1. As that's the seventh team foul for the Panthers. 33 seconds on the clock in the first half, 24-23. Chiefs up by one, and Alexander will get an opportunity to make it two. And he does. His first trip to the free throw line. And he'll get a second shot now. 33.5 seconds on the clock. And Alexander on his second shot is short. Rebound. Loose ball. Lonicky pulls it down for the Panthers. Hands it off to Benolkin. To Nelson. Full court press on. Nelson trying to get across half court. The ball gets tipped away. Yalimi picks it up and lays it up and in for two. makes it 27-23. Panthers having a hard time getting the ball up the court right now. Benolkin takes it, dishes to Galore, up to Nelson. Nelson with 8 seconds on the clock, goes low to Trojan. Trojan, all alone, pulls up, shoots, misses the rim. Ball gets thrown up, and time expires on the first half of play with the Metlakatla Chiefs taking the lead back. 27-23 over the Craig Panthers. We're going to send it back to KRBD in Ketchikan for a 9-minute halftime break.
Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more. We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Welcome back, Prince of Wales. Back to K-High Gym. Going to continue on here with the second half of this matchup between the Craig Boys Panthers and the Metlakatla Chiefs. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for KRB broadcasting and listening and watching on the World Wide Web here. Got 130-plus listener watchers now. Thank you for joining us all the way from Dallas, Texas. Well, it's 27-23 as we start the second half here. The Chiefs up as the Chiefs own the first period, 20-11. And then the Panthers win in the second period, 12-7. But all those 7 Chief points coming with less than 2 minutes in the period, so the Panthers really letting them back in there with the last couple minutes of the second period. Otherwise, it would have been an outstanding period, and the Panthers would have had the lead going into the halftime. Panthers struggling, getting the ball up the court in the face of the Chief press at the end of the second period. And we'll see what the third period will bring here, as it will be the Chiefs' ball now going from left to right in the white uniforms with the gold trim, and the Panthers lined up in a 2-3 defense on the going right to left. Starting 5 on the floor for your Panthers as Yalimi to Hudson on the near side. Back to Yalimi over to the far side to Winter, Tristan Winter, inside to Hudson right in the paint for an easy jump shot, no good. Rebound, loose ball, put back by Alemi. A nice dish to Alexander underneath the basket. Makes it an easy 2 for the Chiefs. 29-23. Full court press on as that pass almost gets taken away. But Nelson brings it in to Glore. Glore to Benolkin for a 3-ball. Long shot, no good. Rebound. Hudson up to Alemi as the fast break is on. And Nelson and Almanzor gets a handle on it, but Winter following grabs that. Nice hustle by Almanzor, but it wasn't enough as the Chiefs break away on that fast break like they do for an easy 2. 31-23. Nelson coming across half court to Benolkin on the far side. Benolkin brings it back, reverses up top to Nelson. Nelson to Benolkin. Isaacson Glore paired up down below. Kind of crowded as a 3-ball misses the iron. Nelson saves the out-of-bounds ball and flings it off of Hudson, and it bounces out-of-bounds. Nice hustle, nice play by Nelson to keep possession of that ball for the Panthers. Nelson gets the ball to Almanzor. Almanzor gets mugged. Hudson takes it away. Hudson going the distance, up and in for 2. 23 the score. Coach Hamilton doesn't like what he's seeing, so he calls a timeout for the Panthers with 6:33 remaining in the third period. Metlakatla taking advantage with the opening minutes of this third period to add 6 more to their lead and pad it, making it a 10-point lead, the largest lead of the game thus far, 33-23, and the Panthers kind of struggling right now, looking for some confidence, as Almanzor is going to take a seat for the Panthers, and Trojan comes into the game. Benolkin inbounds to Nelson. Nelson tries to get it to Nelson. And a foul called on Nelson after losing possession of the ball out of frustration. And it'll be Chiefs ball. Chiefs inbounds under their basket. DeLimi to Hudson on the near side. They go inside baseline. Alexander back up top to Hudson. Over to DeLimi at center. And he kicks it over to Winter on the far side. Gets a screen by Big Brother. Goes down low to Alexander underneath with the bucket that's no good. With the shot that's no good. But the foul is, and that's going to be on number 24, Benolkin, his first. Second team foul will send Alexander to the line to shoot two. And that first shot's no good. He'll get a second attempt here. 33-23 the score. Chiefs up by 10. And Alexander's second shot is up and in. Shooting 50% now from the free throw as the Panthers inbounds this ball. Full court press on. Glor gets the ball to half court to Isaacs. Isaacs go low to Benolkin, but Benolkin loses a handle on the pass. It's out of bounds, and the Panthers turn it right back over. And substitution, Almanzor back in the game. Lincoln Isaacs takes a seat. And Hudson inbounds to Winter. Winter comes up far side to Hudson. That ball gets tipped away. Almanzor got a handle on it, knocks it out of bounds. Good hustle by DJ. And it'll be Chiefs ball on the far side. Winter inbounds to Hudson. Hudson goes inside and travels with it and turns that ball over to the Panthers. So Panthers get a break here. Full court press on in the backcourt. Benolkin finds Trojan. Trojan back to Benolkin. Benolkin up to Nelson. Nelson down low to Glor. Glor puts the ball on the floor. Dishes it to Nelson, pulls up inside the three, and Nelson with a nice jump shot for two. Nails it, 25-34, and here come the Chiefs. Winter to Hudson. Hudson back to Winter on the near side. Back up top to Hudson. Out to DeLimi, takes a three-ball shot. It's no good, but Winter's right there to put it back and in. Dominating the boards underneath there for two, 36-25. Almanzor kicks it out to, that's intended for Trojan. Bad pass taken by DeLimi. DeLimi goes, dishes it to Hudson. Hudson hammered, no shot. But the shot was missed. The rebound by Almanzor, and he travels, gets called for traveling with the ball. So it'll be Chiefs ball underneath their basket. And Winter will inbound this. Out to Alexander on the far side. Alexander comes inside, dishes it to Winter, up top to Hudson, over to Winter on the far side. Layup is up and in for two. 38-25 the score. Trojan across half court. Comes far side to Nelson. Nelson makes a pump fake, comes inside the three and nails a nice 12-footer again. Dave Nelson, 27-38. And Winter to DeLimi. DeLimi up top to Hudson. Guarded by Trojan. Dishes it to DeLimi. Then Winter pulls up for a long ball off the back of the rim. Rebound. Trojan bringing it across half court. Trojan to Benolkin. Benolkin to Almanzor, pulls up for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Glor with a pump fake up and in for two. Timmy Glor. Nice move. Is on the board for two. 29-38. Cutting that lead back down to nine as Hudson brings it up with 3:59 remaining in the third period. Hudson comes near side. then reverses, goes far side. Winner, barking orders, backs up, top of the key, just dribbles the ball uncontested, then hands it to Yalimi. Yalimi comes across, back up top to Winner, and then Hudson from the far corner fires a three. No good. Rebound, Trojan. Trojan out front. He's going to the hoop. It's a left-handed layup. It's up and in for two. Kelsey Trojan makes that happen. 31-38, 7-point lead now. Hudson again backs up. Gives it to Winner. Winner to Yalimi. Yalimi on the near side. Dishes it to Hudson. Hudson guarded by Trojan. And Trojan gets called for the foul, his second. And the third team foul as Hudson tries to get by him. It was a touch foul. But the referee right there. As Enright comes in the game and Drew Yalimi. A lot of brothers here on these Chiefs teams. So Yalimi pulls up for a three ball. No good. Rebound. Benolkin. Benolkin dribbles up the court. Cross half court. Comes near side. Dishes to Nelson. Takes a three, goes inside, then lays it, then hits it. No good. Rebound. Alexander. And a foul called on number 32, Glore, his third and the fourth team foul for the Panthers. No fouls in the period in the half for the Chiefs yet. 2:52 remaining in the third period. 38-31 the score as Yalimi brings it across. The younger brother, Drew, dishes it to Enright. Enright, and then Trojan steps in, takes it away, goes the distance, lays it up in for two. Kelsey Trojan, 33-38, as the Panthers continue to whittle away that Chiefs lead. Inbound ball to Winner, to Enright. Enright goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, Winner pulls it down, kicks it out to Yalimi. Shots no good, rebound again. Lots of time in the paint, and the putback is good by number 21, Enright, making it 40-33. And here come the Panthers. Oh, Finokin passes that ball away as he was not looking. And a little bit of an ankle twist, it looks like, as Finokin hobbles up. The shot's no good. The putback is by Alexander for two. And quickly, the Chiefs put a little distance, making it 42-33. And no timeout called. That was an official timeout. Dave Nelson inbounds to Almanzor, back to Nelson. Nelson throws the ball up the court and over Tim Glore. And out of bounds to turn that ball over to the Chiefs. And the 2-3-D set up by the Panthers as the Chiefs bring the ball up. Yalimi to Enright. Enright to Atkinson. Shots no good by the Chiefs. Rebound, Almanzor. Almanzor going to the paint. And a foul called on the Chiefs. That foul's on 21. Enright's third foul, first foul of the half. So it'll be inbounds ball. Nelson up top to Trojan. Trojan calls the play. Dishes over to Isaacs. Isaacs on the far side back to Trojan. Trojan back up top to Isaacs. Inside to Glore. Glore pulls up for a 10-footer and nails it. Tim Glore with two. Makes it 35-42. Chiefs. Enright to Yalimi. Yalimi goes inside the paint, dishes to Winner down below. Winner walks it back out, sets it back up top to Enright. Enright goes inside, bounce pass taken away by Tim Glore. Tim to DJ. DJ up to Thaddeus. Thaddeus, pump fake, gets the shot blocked. Tim Glore picks up the loose ball. Almanzor all alone, gets hammered, and gets the late foul whistle, and will go to the line to shoot two. That's number four for Enright. Second team foul for the Chiefs this period with 48 seconds remaining in the third period. 42-35 the score. And Almanzor goes to the line, his first trip to the free throw line. And Tim Glor Hurton going to sub in. Tim Glor is going to take a seat. A little bit of an injury going on there. And Trojan and Isaacs on the floor. Almanzor at the line to shoot two. First trip to the free throw line for Almanzor. His first shot is no good. And he'll get a second shot here. Hudson coming into the game. And Winner coming out. DJ's second attempt at the free throw line here is up and in. 42-36, 45 seconds in the period here. Hudson to Yalimi. Back up top to Hudson. Back down low to Yalimi. Yalimi back up top to Hudson. Going to burn some time off the clock here, I believe. Yalimi dishes to Hudson at the free throw line. Tries to pass out Jenner. Nice takeaway by Thaddeus Isaacs. Underneath, good defense. Nelson with the ball. Cutting Almanzor underneath, up and in for two. Nice work by the Panthers. 42-38 with 16 seconds on the clock in the third period. As the Chiefs set up the final shot, 10 seconds on the clock. Hudson over to Yalimi, goes inside, goes to the paint. Shots up and no good. Rebound. Takeaway by Almanzor up to Trojan with a second. He needs to shoot, and he doesn't. And time expires on the third period, 42-38. Your score, I'll turn it back to KRBD in Ketchikan for a 60-second timeout.
Report provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Panthers the best of luck. Go Panthers. Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
Welcome back. Fourth and final period here. 42-38, four-point ball game. Third period, a tie, 15-15 for Craig and Metlakatla. The Panthers inbounds this ball. Almanzor to Nelson. Nelson to Almanzor, pulls up for a three, fires, no good. Rebound, Chief. Hudson coming across half court. Dishes it over to Yalimi. Yalimi on the near side. Goes far side to Enright, or Atkinson, and then Yalimi fires a three from the corner. Brother Drew, little brother Drew, nails three. 45-38, and this steal, this inbounds ball taken away by the Chiefs, and Hudson goes up strong. Shot's no good, but he's going to get the foul. And that foul's on Nelson, his third, fifth team foul, and that'll send Hudson to the line to shoot two. His second trip to the free throw line today, shooting 50%. See what he can do with these two shots. His first shot is good. He'll get a second shot here. 7:18 remaining in the ball game. And his second shot is up and no good. Rebound, Almanzor. Almanzor across half court all alone. No pressure. Dishes to Nelson. Nelson fires a three. No good. Rebound. Isaacs battles for the ball. And it bounces out of bounds. And they're going to give it to the Chiefs off of Thaddeus Isaacs in the corner. And a timeout called by Coach Fawcett of Metlakatla with 7:05 remaining in the ballgame. 46-38, an 8-point lead by the Chiefs after a flurry of buckets here to start the fourth period to pad that lead from what was 4 at the beginning of the period to 8. So 4 unanswered points by the Panthers here. But the Panthers have a work ethic and a resiliency that has kept them in pace with these Chiefs. As Coach Hamilton cheering on the team, directing. As they want to finish strong here and keep whittling away at that lead. Glor back on the floor for the Panthers. Thaddeus Isaacs, Trojan, Nelson, and Almanzor. Full court press on now in the backcourt by the Panthers. See how this works. Back, Hudson brings it across half court, left to right. Hudson working in the paint. And dishes it off to Yulimi on the far side, then Brother on the near side. Then Alexander, as Met is definitely going into a chew the clock. As a man defense ball taken away almost. Loose ball. Thaddeus gets it. Hands it to Almanzor. Almanzor dishes to Nelson. Nelson travels. No call. We'll take the bucket. It's good. 46-40. And Hudson comes across half court. Hudson dish to Alexander. All alone underneath for an easy two. 48-40. Pressure on in the backcourt. Trojan to Nelson. Nelson up to Isaacs. Isaacs with a screen from Glor, and his pass is taken away by Yulimi. Turnover to the Chiefs, and a foul called on Trojan, number 10, his third foul, 16 foul. As Isaacs comes out of the game, Benolkin back in. And half-court press on, 6:08 remaining in the ball game. Yulimi across half-court, goes inside. Then pulls up for a layup, and it's good. As not much defense being played by the Panthers right now, giving up those dribbling lanes. Nelson turns around in heavy traffic, comes up top, sets it up to Benolkin, to Almanzor. Almanzor back up top to Nelson, over to Trojan, to Benolkin. Benolkin kicks it up top. That ball tipped away. A bad pass gets taken away by Yulimi again. Knocked out of bounds by Almanzor. With the score 50-40 with 5:32 remaining. Inbounds ball by the Chiefs under their basket. Atkinson way up top to Hudson. Hudson going the paint. Nice stuff by Glor. But they're going to call the foul on Glor. And that's going to be his fourth and the team's seventh of the half. And that'll send Hudson to the line to shoot two. Hudson shooting his third trip to the line, shooting 50%. And his first shot's no good. He'll get a second shot. And his second shot is in. 51-40, 11-point lead, 5:24 in the ballgame. Almanzor down low. Layup's no good in the face of Alexander. His putback is, though. Way to follow the shot. 42-51, full court press on in the backcourt, but not slowing down the Chiefs at all. Hudson with the ball. Turnaround, dish to Alexander. Shot's no good. But they call a foul anyway, and that's going to be Tim Glor's fifth and final foul. It's the eighth team foul, so Tim Glor's going to have a seat. And Thaddeus Isaacs comes into the ball game with 5:02 remaining in the game, 51-42. And Alexander at the line to shoot a one, and it's good. Or I'm sorry, shoot two. His first shot is good. He'll get a second shot here. Shooting 50% at the line so far. This is his third trip to the line, and his second shot is good. makes it 53-42. Pressure on in the backcourt. Almanzor to Trojan. Trojan bounce pass to Nelson. And that pass back to Trojan gets taken away by Yalimi. Pass up court to Yalimi. Layup is good. 55-42, 4:43. As Almanzor gets trapped at half court, he dishes to Trojan. Trojan pulls up for a three ball. Shot's no good. Rebound out of bound off of Hudson. It'll be Panther ball underneath their basket. And Coach Hamilton calls a timeout. With a little over 4 minutes remaining in the ball game, 55-42. The score, Chiefs up, making it convincing right now as foul trouble and injuries and causing some troubles for the Panthers as Hamilton assembles them down low. These Panthers are going to have to dig deep to stay in this matchup here for the duration of the game. Already 13 points for the Chiefs in the fourth period to the Panthers' 4. And it'll be Panther ball underneath their basket with Thaddeus Isaacs. Trojan and ball inbounds to Almanzor. Nice spinning move by DJ. Shot's no good, though. Loose ball tipped out. Yalimi out front. Benolkin comes in his face. Shot's no good. Rebound. Isaacs tries to get it. Alexander comes up with it. Dishes to Yalimi on the near side. And he backs up, throws it up to Hudson. And a foul called on Almanzor. His second foul. And the ninth team foul for the Panthers will send Yalimi, or Hudson to the line to shoot a 1-1. And he's shooting 50% at the line. He'll get a 1-1 shot at it. And his first shot is good, so he'll get a second try now. Shooting a little better than 50% now at the free throw line, Hudson. And his second shot is up and away, and it is good, too. 57-42 the score. Benolkin to Nelson. Nelson back to Benolkin. Benolkin to Nelson. Down low to Isaacs. Isaacs up top to Benolkin. Goes inside. And a foul called on the Chiefs. Gobb, his first foul, third foul. Benolkin goes inside to Almanzor. Almanzor gets called for traveling. And it'll be Chiefs ball with 3:55 remaining in the game. Gobb bumps it into Yalimi. Yalimi down to Hudson. Hudson back up top to Yalimi. Over to Gobb. Gobb to Yalimi, back to Hudson as a bunch of passing in motion. Now Hudson goes inside, but he gets grabbed by Almanzor as Almanzor, more frustrated than anything else right now, sends Hudson to the line. That's the 10th team foul, so double bonus now. Hudson will shoot 2 automatically. His first shot is good. And he'll get a second shot now. Hudson's second shot is up and in. Bounces around and then in. So it's 59-42. Panthers unable to answer these points by the Chiefs. Trojan puts the ball on the floor. Nelson pulls up, fires a three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Benolkin. Benolkin fires a three ball long shot. No good. Rebound, Hudson. Hudson to Gobb. Gobb gets the ball taken away by Nelson to Trojan. Trojan with the putback layup. Nice done by Trojan for 2. 59-44. 3:06 remaining in the ball game. Chiefs bringing it up to Yalimi. Yalimi to Atkinson. Yalimi goes inside, then pops back out to Atkinson, fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, Nelson. Nelson pulls this one down. 2:45 remaining in the ball game. Nelson across half court, and Almanzor fires a three. That shot no good. Hudson, the rebound, brings it across half court to Yalimi. Yalimi to Hudson. Hudson shoots it over the hoop, and Alexander puts it back in for two. 61-44. Benolkin gets the ball almost stripped away by Yalimi. Yalimi takes a seat. Isaacs will inbound this ball to Nelson from the far side. Isaacs to Nelson. 2:16 remaining in the ballgame. He walks the ball across half court, then comes to the near side to Almanzor. Almanzor working on Hudson. And that foul is going to be on number 20, Hudson, his first foul, fourth team foul, and that'll send Almanzor to the line to shoot two. And Almanzor at the line, his second trip to the line, his first shot is good. Makes it 45, try to add another one to it. Almanzor's second shot is up and in. Nice shooting by Almanzor, makes it 46-61. Full court press on in the backcourt. And pressure on applied by Almanzor is going to be a foul. And that'll be And that's a fourth foul on Almanzor. It's an intentional foul called, so it's going to send Enright to the line for a technical free throw to shoot two. His first shot is good, and his second shot is not. And the possession of the ball will go to the Chiefs as well. So Panthers not helping themselves right now as Almanzor takes a seat and Owen comes into the game, makes his first appearance of this regional basketball playoff game with 2 minutes remaining on the play clock, 62-46. And Hudson goes low, goes baseline, bounce pass to Alexander, up top to Atkinson. Owen slaps the ball away. Nelson dishes to Owen. Owen with the layup. It's no good, too hard. And nice putback by Nelson for the bucket. 48-62. Hudson across half court. Minute 37 on the play clock. Hudson goes near side, dishes to Gaub. Gaub sends it up to Enright. Isaacs comes up to help out. As time running out on the Panthers here, Hudson puts the ball on the floor, dribbles through traffic, and they call a foul on Trojan, his fourth foul, and Chiefs in the double bonus, so that'll send Hudson to the line. As Hudson shoots two, his first one is good. 63-48. Benokin comes out, and Kian Bird comes in. Bird on the floor, his first appearance at this regional tournament for the Panthers. As Alexander comes out of the game for the Chiefs, and Patterson comes in. And Hudson at the line to shoot a second shot here. Hudson's second shot is good. Isaacs bringing the ball up the court. 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound, Hudson. Hudson, pressure by Trojan, down to Enright. Enright back up to Patterson. Patterson to Hudson. Hudson goes low to Enright with a nice layup for two. 66-48. Owen brings the ball up to Isaacs. Nelson dishes to Owen, pulls up, fires a three, off the rim, no good, rebound, Hudson. Hudson pressured by Bird in the backcourt, gets the ball up to Enright across half court, back to Hudson, over to Benson. Benson drives the lane, fouled by Bird. Bucket's no good. That's going to be on Kian Bird's first foul, and that'll send Benson to the line to shoot two with 35.2 seconds on the play clock. And Benson's first shot is off the back of the rim. No good. And James into the game for the Chiefs as Hudson comes out. Benson at the line. His second shot is up and no good. Rebound. That foul is going to be on number five, Benson. His first foul, fifth team foul. And Isaacs will inbounds to Owen. Owen brings the ball up across half court for the Panthers. Pulls back, looking for an outlet, looking for some motion. Goes to the far side. And that pass gets tipped away, picked up by Gobb. Gobb goes to, I don't know who that is, that's number 25, James, and James loses a handle on it. Foul going to be called on the Chiefs. Justin James, first personal six, team foul. And Isaacs inbounds to Trojan. Trojan walks the ball across half court. Passes to Owen on the near side. Owen, time expiring. And Bird fires a long shot to finish the game. Chiefs are going to win this one 66-48. And that's going to conclude the Craig Panther boys run for the number two seed, the state tournament. Chiefs earning this victory. We'll go on to play Mount Edgecombe this afternoon at 5:15. Now, Panther basketball is not done here, folks, because today at 3:30, we're going to be bringing you Craig Lady Panther action as they are going to battle Mount Edgecombe ladies who won this morning already. So the Craig Panthers and Mount Edgecombe we'll play at 3:30 today. We'll bring that to you live on KRBD in Ketchikan. I'll give you a quick point rundown here for your Panthers. 14 for Nelson, 6 for Trojan, 6 for Benolkin, 14 for Almanzor, 4 for Glore, and 4 for Lincoln Isaac to round it out. Want to thank everybody at KRBD for broadcasting this back to the island and all you folks listening and watching online. I'm Ken Owen. We will see you back here live at 3:30 this afternoon for Lady Panthers as they battle for the second seed for the Women's Basketball State Championship in Anchorage in 2 weeks. We'll see you at 3:30. Have a good day.